Congress continues to gather testimony about the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year, despite accusations by some Republicans that the aim of those investigations is to harass members of their party. Hearings are expected in April or May. Meanwhile, anger continues to simmer among the far right, especially in the West, where extremist groups have been active for years. The Biden administration has taken a hard line against far-right extremism, but it hasn't yet gone after one major figure who has battled with the feds for years over the use of public lands, Cliven Bundy. Nate Hedgie of the Mountain West News Bureau has our story.
The sun is just peeking over the mountains in southern Nevada, and the warm light spreads over an open expanse of the Mojave Desert. This area is protected as a national monument called Gold Butte, which means it's mostly public lands. Anyone can come here, go camping, but for environmentalist Patrick Donnelly, this place feels like it belongs to the Bundys.
These are not safe spaces. You know, these public lands are not safe public lands.
Donnelly works for the environmental nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity. It's easy to understand why you might be nervous. In 2014, the Bundys and hundreds of militia members and protesters shut down a nearby interstate and held federal agents at gunpoint to stop them from seizing the family's cows. The battle over illegal grazing on public lands made national and international headlines. The feds eventually backed down, citing safety concerns. Ever since then, there have been reports of sporadic violence here, especially with the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM.
There have been contractors for BLM run off with shots fired. BLM rangers were forbidden from coming out here for years. You know, this is not a safe place.
The Cold War that's brewing out here began nearly three decades ago. That's when the Bundys stopped paying fees to the federal government to graze their cattle on thousands of acres of public lands adjacent to the ranch. The Bundys don't recognize the feds as having control over those lands. They owe more than $1 million in unpaid grazing fees and fines to the government. But since the armed standoff in 2014, the feds haven't touched the Bundys or their cattle. Donnelly and I spot two of those cows walking along a dirt road. Six more graze along a river.
You see how brazen this is. They don't hide it. There's no attempt to mask what they're doing. They're saying, hey, we're breaking the law.
Donnelly wishes the Biden administration would take a stand. After all, the president has cracked down on anti-government extremism over the past year. His administration arrested more than 700 people involved in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And it created a new domestic terrorism unit within the FBI. But so far, it hasn't touched the Bundys.
We've not heard anything, seen anything. It's been complete silence on that regard for the past year.
That's Ryan Bundy, one of Cliven's sons. He helps manage the family's cattle operations, and he played a prominent role in the 2014 armed standoff. Public lands advocates say the incident gave momentum to anti-government militias in the West and helped spark other clashes, including last year's insurrection, which Bundy supports. He wishes it had gone even further.
I think Trump failed when he told the people to back down. I think Trump should have said, no, let's take this capital and let's keep it.
As for his family's ranch, if the Biden administration tries to take action against the Bundys, he says they will fight back.
We will stand on our rights and we will stand on our ground and we will do whatever it takes to maintain that. That's what we've always said, is we'll do whatever it takes, and that holds true today.
The Bureau of Land Management did not respond to repeated calls and requests for comment about the Bundys. But environmentalist Patrick Donnelly says he thinks he knows why the Biden administration hasn't moved on the family.
It's politically nuclear.
The nation is a tinderbox right now. There are a growing number of militias, political extremism is on the rise, and the Bundys are media savvy, famous, and well-connected with violent groups. Donnelly thinks the Biden administration doesn't want to risk bloodshed over some cows in an area that, frankly, not many people visit. But that's a tough pill to swallow for retired BLM employee Richard Spotts.
It's kind of like dealing with a bully in the schoolyard. If they always get away with it, it empowers them.
Spotts worked for more than 15 years in the Southwest. He says his field office dealt with ranchers like the Bundys who broke laws, and there are ways to take discreet action, like using liens and seizing the family's cows during an auction.
You could be creative about finding ways that he's not going to be able to alert the militia and have 200 or 300 people there with bulletproof vests and assault rifles, you know. That's the smart part. And I haven't seen the federal government being smart.
Bottom line, Spot says something has to be done by the Biden administration, because letting the Bundys go free sets a precedent.
I mean, especially in light of the insurrection. I mean, it's almost like there's a civil war, and it's like, are we still a country of the rule of law?
For Here and Now, I'm Nate Hedgie in Bunkerville, Nevada.